I'm going to give you one really interesting thing you do need to know about sex. When we're dealing with masculine bodies, they are yang in nature. And yang is hot in nature because it moves, okay? And the female body is yin. And that's one of the reasons why things sometimes go a little bit amiss and the timing doesn't work quite as well as it might, because that simple piece of information is missing and people didn't realise it. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. So welcome back to the Coffee Break Clinic. Now, James has pulled rank on the basis that he sat in front of me and he's got his question to the top of the pile. And he just literally said, why is it? Because we just needed the AC on because it's a really nice day today. And he goes, how come some people rank hotter than others? What's that all about? And he was halfway through saying that when he's with his wife, he's always hotter than she is. I went, right, hang on a minute, put the camera on because there's a really interesting answer to that question. So let me give you the various different explanations because it's not just a simple one thing. The first thing is that masculine bodies, got to be really careful here with self-identification, but you know, when we're dealing with masculine bodies, they are yang in nature, and yang is hot in nature because it moves, okay? And the female body is yin in nature, so the female is yin and the male is yang. Now, female bodies are naturally therefore cooler than male bodies, okay? Because yang is naturally hotter than yin. So the archetypal argument in, say, a car between husband and wife is she wants the heating up and he wants the heating down. And interestingly, I've noticed some car manufacturers have created separate heating systems for that very reason, because we will feel the temperature differently. Now, I know we've agreed we're not going to talk about sex yet. We are, but not quite yet. But I'm going to give you one really interesting thing you do need to know about sex, is that this male difference of temperature is really important when it comes to sex and foreplay, because we've been slightly misguided because Hollywood tends to see things, they tend to portray things sort of like our temperatures are the same and we're ready to get started immediately. And actually, it's not true. Because the woman's body is cooler to start with, when we need to warm things up before we can meet the existing temperature of the male counterpart. And that's one of the reasons why things sometimes go a little bit amiss and the timing doesn't work quite as well as it might, because that simple piece of information is missing and people didn't realise it. And often there's quite a lot of disappointment around that because we've got so much media out there portraying things in a certain way that we just assume that's correct. And it's not. So it's a bit of a myth. So Hollywood really needs to get their act together. Although probably people will be really bored because it might take 10 or 15 minutes and there's not enough airtime. But anyway, the point is that the interesting thing about that is that body temperatures are different between yin and yang. Now, that is a generalization, okay? Because obviously, then within that, you have individuals as well. Now, what will happen within that is something that I like to do as part of my clinic is called a Barzi chart reading. And the Barzi chart is a way to look at your kind of your birth energy. And it's like picking up a hand of cards at the beginning of a card game. It sets the narrative for who you are. And it's all about the organs. Okay. And now remember that the organs in Chinese medicine control everything, including your thermostat. So if you've got a strong fire element, you're going to likely feel hotter and have more sort of cardiovascular variations in terms of really quick to feel temperature changes in one thing or another than say somebody that's got a lot of water element in their body. And that's just a sort of aspect of what happens in the unique person. And then of course you've got illness, because what happens when the body is healthy is that its thermostat tends to be strong. And it's strong. It's like a mobile phone with full charge. It can just cope. And it won't notice the temperature fluctuations as sensitively as somebody who's a bit weak, who isn't feeling very well. Now, as somebody in her life who has felt both extraordinarily healthy and extremely unhealthy due to various different things, I absolutely will bear this to be true, that when my body is in good health, I absolutely am able to navigate myself quite happily through multiple different variants of temperature. But when I've been ill, one gets cold, and one will feel the cold when the body starts to weaken. And that is also to do with the kidney frequency as well, because as the kidneys start to shrink and reduce in their power, that the body will then start to feel cold much more easily than it otherwise would. So that's a really simple explanation, which I hope you found useful. Do please follow me on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, and please rate and review everything that you see. You can also give me comments on TikTok and Instagram. And please, this is the Coffee Break Clinic here, send me your questions, comment on YouTube, Instagram or TikTok.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.